Hi, welcome to the 5-Minute Shift. I'm mom coach Stephanie Rosenfield, bringing you another quick tip for you to feel better in your momming today. Do you ever get caught up in wanting things to be and look a certain way in your family? Like everybody sitting down together for dinner with no fighting and all the kids eating their meals without objections. And inevitably, that picture you have in your mind, the idea of how you think it should be, never actually comes to fruition. Like in reality, it just doesn't look like that, which ends up leaving you feeling annoyed and frustrated. If this sounds like you, this episode is for you. Okay, so my client Lynn came to me. She has 3 kids under 6, and she was having a really difficult time around dinner time. She thought that the family should all be sitting down and eating together. She thought this is the way that they connect and talk about their days and spend time together. But what was happening night after night was that there were arguments, frustration, yelling, because the kids inevitably didn't do the things that she wanted them to do. And what we talked about here were all the reasons that this perfect idea, this vision that we have in our head around dinner time, isn't the reality for most modern families for so many reasons. One is that by the end of the day, the kids are spent. We're asking for a certain level, a certain expectation of them that really isn't readily available. So we talked about this, and the next week she came back to me and she told me that her dinner time experience went a lot better. And this is what she said. She asked herself one question that I posed to her the week before, which is, what's enough? What is enough for tonight? What is enough for right now? Her husband was running late that night. He had been working in the city later, and she was home with all 3 kids by herself. And dinner time approached, and that familiar feeling of anxiety started to rise up, and she asked herself, what's enough? All 3 kids had been snacking. They were really happy. They were pretty full on snacks. And she asked herself, what's enough? Why am I going to force macaroni and cheese and chicken nuggets when I know that they're happy and their bellies are full right now? Maybe enough for tonight for dinner is snacking. And she said that once she decided that, she recognized, I'm going to make this easy for us to get through the evening. And the rest of the night was incredible. She said that the kids, instead of asking to watch TV, wanted to go outside and take a walk, the 4 of them. So that connected experience that in her mind she thought would happen over dinner actually happened naturally outside on the walk because she let go of this idea of everyone needing to sit down together. And she said, if I had forced dinner, we would have been fighting and it would have escalated and the kids would have shut down and all they would have wanted to do was watch TV. And by her asking herself and answering what is enough for tonight, the snacks are enough, she actually created the experience that she'd wanted, connecting and smiling and laughing with the kids and making it easier on herself. Now, this question can be applied to any circumstance. What is enough? What is enough for today? What is enough for tonight? Maybe it's you're feeling tired and a little overwhelmed. Maybe it's ordering a pizza and having a picnic in front of the TV, and that's okay. Maybe it's 8 p.m., you look at the dirty kitchen and you tell yourself, I'm going to clean out the sink, but I'm going to leave everything else, and that's okay. Because I know that doing what I need for myself tonight, which is reading or working out or listening to that podcast, is what I need. Maybe it's stepping over that clean pile of laundry to read that book or to watch a show with your husband because that's what you need. What is enough? What can I do to make this easier for myself? And in answering those questions, the answers will actually lead to more of what it is that you are seeking. Because when you do try to live up to this perfectionist version that you've created in your head of this idealized dinner's time, this idealized breakfast time, this idealized kitchen, whatever it may be, you're actually creating more of what you don't want, which is the disconnection and anger, and less of what you do want, which is the fun, happiness, joy, and connection. So I leave you with this. Ask yourself, what is enough for today? How can I make this easier on myself? Okay, so if you want to take this all a step further and gain insights that are specific to you and your family, that's exactly what I do with my one-on-one mom coaching clients. You can sign up for a complimentary consult call to learn how coaching can help you and your family. Go to stephaniercoaching.com/consult to sign up.